96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
For fresh news, smart talk all day. Welcome to the birthday celebrations for Guardian Radio, the best talk radio station in the country. Congratulations to 12 years. 12 years, Mr. Strawn? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Good morning.
Hi.
How you do?
Doing well.
Good stuff. Good yawning this morning from On the Clock on this Wednesday, the 10th of April. 2 days away from the return of the Agribusiness Expo. And On the Clock this morning has a premier Bahamian, agriculturalist, herbalist, Ms. Martha Hannah-Smith. She's going to be joining us for a moment. But if you want to come on down to the Guardian building at number 5 Carter Street, you can sample some of Ms. Martha Hannah-Smith's products, including her own iced tea blends, and she has products from Cat Island and products from BANROP, the Bahamas Network of Women Rural Producers. One second. At the table. So in one moment, Ms. Hannah-Smith is going to be joining us. Today we're going to talk about the return of the Agribusiness Expo. And we'll read from this article. The Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources announced that the Agribusiness Expo will return to the Gladstone Agriculture Center on April 12th through 13th, 2024, after a five-year hiatus. This year's event will be held under the theme, Agriculture is Bahamian Culture. And that's why Mrs. Hannah-Smith is the perfect guest to have today as we talk about the return of the Agribusiness Expo. Good morning, Ms. Hannah-Smith.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Please introduce yourself. Tell the audience who you are.
Okay, I am Martha Hannah-Smith, here from the beautiful island of Auckland's, the only island where the cascarilla bark can be found. I'm a retired teacher, of course. I am the author of the Bush Medicine book, Bush Medicine in Bahamian Folk Tradition, and I am a food processor, and many more.
You're also the president of BANROP, Bahamas Network of Rural Women Producers.
Yes, and the vice president of, the Caribbean Network of Rural Women Producers.
Absolutely. In your capacity as the president of BANROP, you sit on a board, a body called the Biocultural Education and Research Program.
Yes, and this stems from Barbados. In 2023, April, I was invited to a symposium in Barbados. And I, of course, did a presentation. Guess what, Ms. Green? You know what they did to me? They put me to speak after lunchtime. Now, how can you do that when people will go to sleep? And I figured out for them, I said, guess what? If they decide to sleep here this day, I am going to ask them to get up and do stretches. I didn't have to do that because when I start a presentation, and I told them, now, look, I need this mic removed from this stand. They said, we can't move it because they're going to make noise. I said, anyway, leave it, and I'll walk about being a retired teacher. I know what to do. So guess what? When I start a presentation, oh, my God, and I mentioned strong back, all the eyes, the men's eyes were, I mean, wide open. And they said, do you have some here? I said, yes, I have some here.
So listen, this symposium that you attended in 23,
yes,
Conservation of Plant Biodiversity for Food, Medicine, Resilience.
Yes.
You are a part of the planning committee for the 2025 symposium.
Yes. I on the ground here, I am the coordinator. So I have to get a committee together. So people interested, then I want you to come on board. Okay, the other day I spoke with Ms. Curtis from the National Trust, and she is saying, why don't we take a Eleuthera? But we'll see. You know, but it's about transformation. It's about plant, about food security, medicine. Okay, and of course, you know, in Barbados, they are high on that. Okay, their plants. So we're going to learn a lot from them.
All right, so the symposium is being hosted in New Providence next year?
Well, we are trying to organize it. We had a few meetings already, but I'm trying to get Bahamas, a committee from Bahamas, for us to get some videos done and so on. So please, if you're interested, get in contact with me.
Okay.
And of course, you can call me at 361-2884.
That's 361-2884.
Uh-huh. Or 466-8927.
466-8927.
That's correct. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Now, if we are lucky enough to have the Biocultural Education and Research Program Symposium 2025 in the Bahamas, what is the single most important plant that you would want to share with the attendees of that symposium?
The plant, of course, the one I want to share, they know it already. They know it, but Bahamians need to know too, because we will benefit from it. And guess what? We have, let me give you the plant. I will say blue flowers. And I will give you another one. We need to also do the plant, the cancer bush. We need to do that one.
Which one?
Okay. The cancer bush. Okay, we have a bush called cancer bush.
Cancer bush?
Yes, so we're going to do that. We need that. People need to know that.
Okay? Wow, this is the first time I'm hearing about that.
Well, you will see it.
But let's go back to the blue plant. Do you mean the butterfly
blue flower? Blue flowers.
Or any type of blue flower?
Blue flowers. That they call blue for rain in some of the Caribbean countries. Okay, and then a lady told me it's not only the one with the purple flowers, but you say blue because the flowers they are really purple.
Yes.
Okay, and then she said she has some with the red flowers. So she's supposed to come by my house and bring that to me. Let me see that.
There are a couple.
Okay.
There are many varieties. Some are purple.
Yes,
some are reddish.
Yes. Right. And two. Let me say that we're gonna have speakers from Caribbean, Puerto Rico, we have speakers from Africa, and many universities. Many in Barbados, we have 20 speakers. So all the speakers said, oh, Bahamas, yes, we want to come there. Even hotel manager, he said all of them want to come to Bahamas to this symposium.
I mean, the biodiversity in the Bahamas is just simply amazing. I think the most disappointing part is that many Bahamians, in fact, the vast majority of Bahamians, don't know the actual wealth.
They don't know.
Of resources.
They don't know.
Available to them.
Thank you.
In the bush.
Thank you. They need to start learning.
I had blue vervain on my list of plants to highlight today,
okay,
but I switched it up and I put the butterfly pea flower on my list as opposed to blue flower. Blue flower.
Yes.
Butterfly pea flower is a tremendous blue flower.
Yes.
It's most popular, I think, not just because of its color properties, but because of its medicinal properties.
Right.
In traditional Ayurvedic medicine, it is ascribed with various qualities, including memory enhancing, nootropic, anti-stress, anxiolytic, antidepressant, anti-convulsant, tranquilizing, and sedative properties.
Yes, many.
In Southeast Asia, the flower is used as a natural food coloring to color glutinous rice and desserts like the Eurasian Portugal, as well as an Ayurvedic medicine. It's just an amazing, and bartenders and mixologists should love it.
Yes.
Should love it.
Yes.
In fact, I make a drink that changes color.
Okay.
As you drink it.
So do you have some of that here today?
Well, I do have butterfly pea flower iced tea.
Okay.
And butterfly pea flower lemonade.
Okay.
If anyone wants to purchase it.
Yes.
Or see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a cantaloupe passion fruit lemonade for guests, for listeners, for people who stop by, stop their car on the side.
Right.
Don't stop it on the side of the road. But park it somewhere safe.
Yes.
And run over to the Guardian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And get a sample of some cantaloupe passion fruit lemonade made with local cantaloupe sourced from Ministry of Agriculture.
Yeah.
In fact, the cantaloupe is so orange, it matches the cake that Morning Bliss has cut for their anniversary. Let me ask Dwight for two pieces now so I can prove the point when I get home.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so the pea now. I would like to really taste that tea.
Yes.
Yeah, that you talk, because I don't really know that one.
Well, okay. It's actually been widely used in the Bahamas by restaurants that use the edible petals in their salads.
Yes, yes.
My company is also sampling today, Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas.
Yes.
Like I said, we have a butterfly pea flower iced tea, a butterfly pea flower lemonade.
Right.
I have a butterfly pea tonic, a pea flower hair tonic also available today.
More
and all
brand.
Of these things will be available for purchase at the Agribusiness Expo this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Tell me, what, in 1 second, I have a text here. I want to know what products are you bringing to the Agribusiness Expo. Give me 1 second. I have a text here. The text says, morning, Aaron, and congratulations to Talk Radio, Guardian Talk Radio. Hats off to Mrs. Hannah Smith. I got her soursop jam at the International Women's Day event by the Dundas in March. And it's off the chain.
Amen.
What you mean, soursop jam?
You see it on my table. Don't you see it?
Soursop is for medicine.
Oh, don't worry.
And ice cream only. What you mean, jam?
Oh, you don't have to see it. You have to taste it.
Don't mind me. I know another vendor who will be at the Agribusiness Expo this Saturday that has soursop pancake syrup.
All right. Very good.
The best way to eat banana pancakes is with soursop syrup.
Very good. Very good.
All right. Let's get back to the details.
Yeah, agri.
The products that you're going to have.
Okay. I'm going to have...
Right up.
I'm going to have guava jam. I'm going to have pepper sauce. I'm going to have pepper jelly, soursop jam, as you said before. Okay, sweet potato jam. Okay.
Hold on. Y'all don't know jam until you've had sweet potato jam.
That's
In fact, the first time I had it, the North Andres High School won the jam competition at the 2013 Agribusiness Expo with their sweet potato jam.
Amen.
It's just beautiful.
Yes, it is. Okay. And of course, let me tell you something. This year, we are so fortunate, Van Rupp is so fortunate, Bahamas Network of Rural Women, so fortunate. We have clusters in various islands, and we're trying to get as many more clusters as we can. Now, the one in Kiat Island, they are really moving. On the table, you'll see some corn grits. I'm talking about real corn grits.
Real
I'm not talking
coarse,
about yellow grits, you know.
Yeah.
It's yellow,
orange,
but I'm talking about real
corn color.
Okay. And on it, you'll see our logo sticker, our Banrop logo. The sticker, okay, to show...
Hold on. So Banrop is now producing local produce for commercial sale, and you have coarse corn grits, and I see
and
beans. What
yes.
type of beans?
Packaged properly. They are the mixed colored ones.
Okay.
Yes.
Soup beans.
Oh, soup. Or bean and rice, whatever you want.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So then this...
But remember... All soups start off as vegan.
Yes, it's true. It is true. I agree with you. Okay, now, the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, they will be sponsoring our booth. Hallelujah. Okay.
Ebony, sponsoring your group.
Our booth.
Or your booth at the Agribusiness Expo.
Yes, yes, yes.
Awesome,
Aren't we fortunate?
Yes.
We are fortunate. I have that done for us, right? Because they are responsible for promoting sustainable rural development. And of course, you know, rural is in our name, right?
Yes.
Development, use of natural resources, to present to, for the future generations. Of course, I just thought about it. Then IECA, it's called IECA, must get involved in this biodiversity in 2025.
Okay.
Yes, they must get involved.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Agribusiness Expo returns, and VANROP, the Bahamas Network of Rural Women Producers, will have a booth at the event. You have to go and check it out. You need to check out the commercial opportunities for local produce, how
yes.
VANROP can help you bring your products to market.
Yes.
In fact, the theme for this year's Agribusiness Expo, while it is agriculture is Bahamian culture, the expo is centered on or focused on connecting farmers with markets.
Amen.
I have a wonderful story from March, Nassau Tribune, the Agribusiness Expo to be held this month will connect farmers and other entrepreneurs. Minister of Agriculture and Marine Resources Jomo Campbell has announced. He said, quote, through his expo, we aim to connect farmers with markets, promote value-added products, artisans, and foster agribusiness entrepreneurship in the Bahamas. At the expo, you can expect to see what Bahamians can achieve, such as latest practices, local produce from key family islands, ornamental plants, sustainable packaging, handicrafts, local body products, and a culinary division with fierce competitions. Animal husbandry demonstrations will also be taking place. Of course, educational and information workshops on soil management strategies and backyard farming as well. When questioned by reporters on if the ministry is doing with the on what the ministry is doing with the Golden Yolk program and if they are giving subsidies to egg farmers or growing the eggs themselves, Mr. Campbell said, quote, we are now at a very critical and exciting point in the launch of the Golden Yolk program, where we have just completed our last final legal hurdle, and we will be coming to the public in the very near future with what is expected to unfold, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
Followed up by an article in yesterday's paper, Super Value ready to buy all of Bamsey's eggs. Super Value ready to buy all of Bamsey's eggs.
Well, Super Value, I have in Super Value 8 stores with my products.
Absolutely.
So my yes.
Tell me which products they are that you have in the stores.
Well, of course, I have the guava jam. That's the main one.
Bahamian staple.
I have also the sweet potato jam.
Yeah.
I have the papaya jam. And of course, my teas, they are supposed to be there now, you know, but they're not there yet. Because I have a variety pack with 5 different, and these teas are, I mean, when I say teas, I'm talking about natural. Nothing in them. Natural.
What are the tea blends?
The tea with soursop.
Yeah.
I have hibiscus.
Mm-hmm.
5 fingers.
Okay.
Of course, we say fever grass, right?
We call it what it's good for versus what it tastes like.
That is right. Okay. So we have
hibiscus, 5 fingers, fever grass, soursop, and strong bag.
Oh, yes.
Now, listen, can I blend all 5 of these tea bags at one time?
You can if you want to, but, you know, I have a blend.
You have a blend?
For people think it's just for the men, but no.
It's
for everyone because everyone needs strength. Okay, so then it's a blend.
Okay.
And, of course, the men use it mostly.
You
know that love vine in it? You know that one?
It has love vine in it as well.
What?
Okay.
Can't do without that.
Absolutely. I want to take a moment to say thank you to the sponsors. The people who made it possible for us to come out here and talk about all of these goodie products today. The people who put up the tent to shade this
El Shaddai.
Cantaloupe lemonade. Good morning, El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, Party Reynolds.
In fact, they're responsible for partying in the Bahamas.
There you go. And they have Tropical Gyro, who has their van set up here with some samples and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Bristol Wines and Spirits. They send in champagne for this morning, and they can bring some other stuff later on.
Okay.
And, of course, Drifters. Then they have Kentucky.
Oh.
And then we have Dunkin' Donuts. That's Prescola and Georgie at the East Street Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. They send the Morning Joe along with the donuts. We like to say thank you very much to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you to all of the sponsors. Thank you to cousin Kevin in Tropical Gyros. They coming over there. Pardon, sir, who made the cake? Mr. Strawn, who made the cake? Let me just say that the cake is beautiful. If I could describe it, it looked like a papaya and pineapple cake when you cut it open. Vibrant orange and vibrant yellow. They also printed the logo on the top of the cake. And again, we say congratulations to Morning Blend and Guardian Talk Radio on their 12th anniversary. They're hitting teenage years now. We growing up. Morning.
Yes, congratulations to you.
Good morning, sir. Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you as well. We have a listener who's come to the Guardian this morning. Oh, you used to work here? Well, come, sir.
Also, I'm a part of the United States Air Force and the British Army.
Good morning, sir. And your name is?
Officer Hancho, former
nice
senior.
You,
I formed the first defense force in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So listen, what brought you out here today?
On the radio. The bomb, I was at home and my daughter said, let me drop you by here so you can have fun. So I'm celebrate with them.
Why, thank you. Thank you, daughter. Thank you, sister, for dropping him off. Are you going to the Agribusiness Expo this weekend?
I would love to.
Sis, we gave bring Dad out to the Agribusiness Expo this weekend so he could see some of the wonderful things that are going on. Could you have imagined that we are now packaging local beans for commercial sale in the Bahamas?
That, certainly.
Yes.
I mean, we've always had a strong network with people who know how important the peas are to the Bahamian palate, to the Bahamian culinary experience. But now we're at a commercial level where we can sell locally and we can export, right, to the cruise ships. We can export to our regional partners, to our brothers and sisters in the north and the east coast of the U.S. Just wonderful. In fact, there's a Bahamian business in Toronto called Old Nassau that was just reviewed by Keith Lee, the food reviewer.
Okay.
And he gave them a 9 out of 5 on their banana pancakes.
Ooh.
Imagine now with Banrop's participation in the market,
yes,
they can have easy access to local Bahamian ingredients in Canada.
Yes.
Because they are produced for commercial sale, which means that they hit the standards and requirements for export.
Export, yes.
That's absolutely wonderful, Miss Hannah. Let me just check the time. It is 10:29. There you go. All right. Miss Hannah.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about your book.
Yes.
And let's talk about some bush medicine.
Okay.
Now, we talked about blue vervain. I know blue vervain because it actually grows in my yard and my neighbor's yard.
Right.
And I realize it grows in a place that doesn't get a lot of sunlight. The soil stays moist. We say it could get a little dank. Is blue vervain good for respiratory issues?
Yes. Mucus, please, please. Colds, please. That's the plant.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know,
how do you prepare it to consume it?
Pardon?
How do you prepare it to consume it?
Of course, I cut it. Some people use the roots, but I cut it off, and I use the leaves. And you know that they have this long stem out, extending out.
Right.
But you have to wash it properly.
Give it
you
a
know,
good
because
wash.
Things just pass over these plants, so we just can't
right.
Pick them up and put them in the pot. Do you know what I mean?
Blue vervain is low to the ground.
Yes.
Lots of people walk over it inadvertently.
Right. Yes.
My cat just rub up on it and scratch up on it. So after you pick it, you need to give it a good wash.
Right. Right.
All right.
Okay. I have a joke to give you about the catnip, but I can't do it now. Okay. The blue vervain, like I said, you wash it properly.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you're going to boil it. As strong as you wish.
Okay.
The stronger, the better.
Okay.
Okay.
What's a good boil time? How long am I looking at? 20 minutes?
I would say about 15. And 15? Then you can leave it in there to sort of steep
all right.
for a while.
Because what I realized when brewing thyme tea, did you know that you can make a tea from what we call thyme officinalis, the cooking time, the time that must be in your peas and rice or your stew fish for it to be a traditional Bahamian dish? We make a tea with that. The thyme officinalis is known as an upper respiratory conditioner. And so it too grows low to the ground,
okay.
like a grass. Mm-hmm. So when we cut it, or when we're preparing it, we give it a good wash,
good
or
wash,
we scald
yes.
it in hot water, mm-hmm. throw that water off, and then set the pot up again to boil.
Now, well, I don't know about scald. I've never done that. But I wash it properly. But that's a great idea, you know. But of course, you know, straining is really essential.
Yes.
Very.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what I do is I boil it. Now, the greener the tea, the newer, the greener, the younger the time is, the less time it requires to boil. But even when you get an old piece of thyme, been in the cupboard for a long time, you put that in the pot, you just have to let it boil for a little longer,
yes.
than the younger, greener thyme.
Right. And you speaking about the thyme, right?
Yeah.
Do you know it gives a speedy delivery?
I can tell you why.
Speedy
because
delivery.
Thyme dilates blood vessels.
I'm telling you.
And that's why it's a great treatment for hypertension, high blood pressure,
yes.
swelling of the joints, gout. Now, when I say it's a good treatment, here's what I mean. It is a treatment that our ancestors would have used traditionally, particularly with a lack of proximity to what we call traditional or mainstream medicine now.
Yes.
It is also, it does that because it dilates blood vessels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so we know that thyme would have been used to induce pregnancy.
Yes.
At end stage. And it may have been used to abort pregnancies at the very early stage,
yes.
in ancestral practice.
Yes.
And so that's why it has speedy delivery, because it dilates the blood vessels, opens them up, and the blood moves far more smoothly.
Smoothly, yes.
Through the vessels.
Now, Ms. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm interviewing you, not seeing me. About the okras. What do you think about that? Okras. I mean, that's a whole day talk, you know.
Let's talk about okra. First of all, okra grows in the heat, in the summer. When you plant your okra will produce basically an okra a day. Your plants will produce about an okra
a day,
lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You go out and pick. Here's what I know about okra. Before we had access to all the flour in the world, we would use okra to thicken our stews,
right.
our stew fish and our stew conch.
Yes.
So your stew fish and your stew conch don't have to be burnt flour brown.
No.
You don't need all of that burnt flour to thicken it.
You don't need any fat.
I mean, don't say that. We need fat in the stew fish. No, okra does not taste bad, sir.
Oh,
what you need to do
start eating okra, sir.
Is to understand.
Please. Start.
Start. Tell them why it's good for you.
It's very good for you. Trust me.
Is it?
It has many, many benefits, and I can leave you with your homework to go and look for the benefits. Believe me, high blood pressure, and put it in your smoothie.
Is it a pancreas condition as well?
Yes.
A pancreatic condition
yes.
as well?
Start eating it today.
And let me tell you one recipe, one way you could eat it that you may have never thought about. Our friends in the southern U.S. have a special way of treating okra. They deep fry it.
Fry it, yes. Of course.
You're going to score it, salt it, and pepper it. And
yes.
then I say use a dry and a wet batter. Drop
right.
that in a deep fry and eat you some fried okra fingers. Then you're going to get a sweet pepper, tomato, thyme, garlic, sage, goat pepper sauce that you're going to drizzle over your deep fried okra.
Okay, to absorb some of that fat.
Right. Listen, the fat is okay. Now, okra has a cousin named eggplant. The reason
yes.
they're cousins is because they both can be used to thicken your soup or stews when you don't have enough flour to do the method
yes.
that you're used to.
Right.
Now, you could also deep fry eggplant as well.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I'm not saying you should lie to your children, but if you need to trick them into eating vegetables, one thing you could do is get your eggplant, peel it, cut it into what you call like columns. Cut them into long columns. So you want like a mozzarella stick.
Okay, like the logs, right?
Like a mozzarella stick and like
okay.
a log, and then you're gonna
like strips.
Salt and black pepper,
uh-huh.
batter, dry and wet batter,
uh-huh.
deep fry, and you're gonna make vegan cheese sticks.
Okay.
Vegan mozzarella sticks for your kids.
Vegan, yes.
With the right uh-huh. little bit of salt, black pepper, and garlic. they'll never know that they're eating healthy.
Right.
And their body will know.
Yeah, right.
But they won't know.
Of course, right.
Absolutely.
And
so, thyme, blue vervain, butterfly pea flower. Give them another bush that Bahamians need to know about.
Let me see now. I know some of these are so common, but still they don't know, mm-hmm. right? Well, of course, I like the strong bark, and some people still don't know that because the strong bark, there's another plant, resembles strong bark. The beautiful orange flowers, and if you're not careful, you'll probably be in eternity soon.
Which one is that? Is it the poison wood?
No, it's not the poison wood. I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
But I'm saying plants do look alike. So
right.
we have to be
so careful.
Very,
very
careful.
Okay,
and I always tell them, you know, I go, I say, I really cannot sing well, but this is one time I will sing for you. And my favorite song I'll sing for them is, "It is finished. The battle is
that's
over."
Why
I mean, so they better be careful
with these
plants. You have
to talk to bush medicine
yes.
experts
yes.
before you consume
definitely.
Any bush medicine.
Right.
And it's not sufficient to say that you listen to Ed Moxie's song, Bush Medicine.
No.
And I thought I would get some instructions in that, but it turns out he just shouts Bejarina for three quarters of the song. It's a very good song.
Yes.
Right,
just
but it
one
has
plan.
No instructions
yeah, yeah,
in
right,
it.
And how to use it.
Now,
right.
let me ask you a question as an expert. Mm-hmm. I always was told that the virility or the potency of the bush medicine is not just the plant's properties, but how you consume them.
Yes.
And so I was told that bush medicines need to be consumed in odd numbers. One bush, or three bushes, or five bushes, or seven bushes. Now, hold on, before you say anything, what I use to affirm my belief is 21 gun salute and 57 gun salute, all odd numbers.
Yes, of course. You know, in the Bible, we hear a lot about seven, we hear about odd numbers, right?
Right.
So then we say leaves, we pick the leaves, we pick and leaves, three, five, like you said, seven.
Yeah.
You know, 11 and 9 and so on, right?
Okay.
So then that's what we used to from.
Now, I don't want you all to think I just crack and joke.
No,
I had a real-life practical scientific experiment where my neighbor who grew up in the Bahamas and Jamaica, he got bit by a wasp on his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Don't panic. I'm going to teach you something." That's what these Bahamian men like to do. I don't mind. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
He went and he said, "All you have to do is find three different plants. Pick the green leaf from any three plants."
Hmm.
That's to be an odd number, three.
Okay.
Mash them up in your hand until you almost make a poultice. So the leaves are crushed and wet. And then he rubbed that mash of leaf and leaf juice on the bite.
Hmm.
And let me tell you, within minutes, the redness disappeared.
Great.
And so that's my real-life, outside-classroom scientific experiment that has affirmed my belief. Mind you, I ain't been in the classroom yet.
Okay. All right.
But I'm just saying, through observation
right.
and anecdotal information, I've come to believe this, that bush medicines need to be consumed in odd numbers.
In odd, yes. I believe that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
now
growing up, that's what I used to.
At BURP, the biocultural environmental research program, are they doing research on traditional indigenous beliefs and practices to
yes.
bring them to the modern science table?
Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome.
We now trying to see if we can get some videos done.
Okay.
With people from the different islands
yes.
speaking about the different plants. Okay. So when they come, they're going to bring their videos, okay, and we don't want to look, at least we need to have our videos to show them what we can do here too, okay?
Absolutely.
This can be a great, great, trust me, this can be the greatest biodiversity show in the world. So,
okay, absolutely. Ms. Hannah Smith, someone would like to ask you the price of your beans over there. Give the mic to Mr. C.A. Newry. And let me ask him about what products he's bringing to Agribusiness Expo.
All right.
This, did you know, Miss Anna? This is our other cousin, you know.
I know that. You don't think I know that.
He's a HHT
I know
too.
That.
And he's make things too.
That's true.
And they taste good too.
You see how we go?
You see how we go?
What should I say?
There's some customers at the table who want to talk to you. Let me bother Mr. Nuri about his pepper sauce. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
We are outside celebrating 180 years, Guardian, Nassau Guardian, and also 12 years for Nassau Guardian Radio.
Guardian Talk Radio, and 12 years for Morning Blend.
And 12 years for Morning Blend, too?
Yes.
Good. And I just checked my contract.
Yes.
CA Nuri and Guardian Radio AM is celebrating 2 years. 2 years of being on the radio officially, so I'm kind of excited. I mean, to be giving out some giveaways today.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Guardian Radio AM in the morning.
I think I need a raise. 2 years, you're supposed to get a raise.
You want to raise a sample of Candelope Passion?
No, I need money. I need money. I have an expensive wife.
I just want something we could attain
and
today.
And she likes things, and I think I need a raise.
I just want something I could guarantee today.
Yeah.
Have you sampled my Cantaloupe Passion Fruit Lemonade?
No, but I've eaten two slices of cake, and I realized that my sugar is high now. So I got to ask Ms. Hannah, what can
she
I take
over there to balance your sugar?
Balance the sugar up, yes.
Well, listen,
yes.
One of the drinks I have on the table over there, in fact, two of them, are made from a flower that's found locally called the butterfly pea flower. That's somebody saying congratulations on the flower.
Good.
The scientific name is not appropriate for radio, so I call it butterfly pea flower or Chikchani flower. So I have a Chikchani flower lemonade and a Chikchani flower iced tea. Here's what is unique about the butterfly pea flower, this blue flower. We tried to make a pancake syrup with the butterfly pea flower. We thought, what a wonderful product to have a naturally blue pancake syrup for hotels and Airbnbs and Bahamians in general to take advantage of. And when we made the syrup and we let the product sit on the shelf, the flour properties actually captured and contained the sugars. It pulled the sugars out of the syrup and separated them from the liquids in the syrup. And it turns out that butterfly pea flour tea with no sugar is a great drink for people who have diabetes, who have issues with their pancreas, who have to manage their insulin, who are predisposed to diabetes. I mean, it's just sitting here waiting for us to take advantage of.
Look like I need to drink some of that then.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I called you over here not just because it's Guardian Radio AM second year anniversary.
2 years of doing this.
Not just because you usually jack with me on a Wednesday,
yep,
but because you have a product that I will be taking to my booth at Agribusiness Expo this year. Tell us about your pepper sauce.
It's over 100-year-old pepper sauce recipe.
Yep.
It was handed to my mother from my grandmother.
Okay.
And the oral history is it's handed to every female in the family.
Okay.
So my daughter got it when she was actually 13 years old.
Okay.
And when I realized she got it, and I realized that my mother wasn't turning over it to me,
mm-hmm,
I just took the entire recipe and said, "This is mine now,
sir.
This is mine now,
sir.
I'm the custodian. I'm holding it, it for the child.
She's a minor.
Yes.
You have to take control of it."
Yeah, my sister isn't happy, though. My sister is not happy at all.
That it went to your daughter as opposed to her?
No, it went to her.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, it goes to all the females.
Okay.
So, but not the idea that I have it.
Now, tell the audience how you proved that you are worthy of having the recipe.
Well, the whole, I put it in quotes, business, or cottage business there, is for the child, right, for her to inherit. So the goal now is have her practice making the sauce, have her be knowledgeable about it and the history of it, and now I have making it available to those persons who want to taste the sauce in general.
Now, has your family evolved the recipe over the 100 years?
Well, I've changed it. I've added a mango flavor, a tamarind flavor. Yeah. Then change it. That's why the women are mad at me. I then change the recipe.
But you maintained the original recipe,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have the original recipe.
That.
Yes.
And you've added new varieties,
yes,
to the brand.
Yes. And like I said, my sister's not happy.
Listen, I'm going to tell
the
you.
The man's them all changing things.
I'm going to tell you who is happy. Let me tell you about an experience I had with your pepper sauce.
Go ahead.
I was at the agribusiness at the Gladstone Road Agricultural Compound. Well, Mother Fungus had out some oyster mushrooms. They grow oyster mushrooms locally. Mm-hmm. The grill run by Justin and Ori was firing. So I convinced them to let me put some mushrooms on the grill. And I had some of your pepper sauce in the car with me.
Good.
Because it's the kind of pepper sauce you travel with, like how Beyonce say, hot sauce in my bag, swag. Mm. I threw some of your pepper sauce on those mushrooms in a piece of foil with a little bit of butter and a couple of pieces of fresh herbs I was able to teeth from all of the vendors. And we had a time with some grill mushrooms with C.A. Nuri's pepper sauce. Delightful. Another way that I use the pepper sauce in a vegan mushroom recipe is that I dry rub the mushrooms, and then I give them a rub in the pepper sauce, and then I pan fry them in a cast iron frying pan, but I fry them dry, almost like grilling them, and then I eat them like chicken tenders.
That sounds
good. On my salad, in wraps. In tacos.
But I put pepper on everything.
Coleslaw.
Everything has pepper on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I'm used to pepper. I'm not afraid of pepper.
I'm glad because
I grow pepper.
You told me hell hot. I'm glad you prepared.
Hell is hot. I want you to know that you need to confess your sins so you can be in heaven with me. But just coincidentally, right, I was in my garden picking pepper. I didn't have a container to put the peppers in. So I put the peppers in my pocket. And forgot that I had peppers in my pocket. So you see me say, what is this mushy thing in my pocket just now? And I just smelled my fingers and I have all kind of Carolina Reaper on my hand right now.
Carolina Reaper?
You know, so I say, okay, I can't touch nothing. I can't rub my face. But yeah, pepper all over my hand.
So what types of pepper are you putting in your pepper sauce?
Well, I have a combination of three different peppers.
Okay.
Whatever type of peppers in season. But usually I look for hot peppers, which will be like a Carolina Reaper or a Trinidadian Scorpion to be the base. And then I'll get different habaneros to mix with that.
Absolutely. I have a product that I'm going to have out at the Agribusiness Expo called a World Famous Rum Finger. Mm-hmm. And one of our flavors in our local fruit rum infusions is called Fisherman's Brew, because one day while we were sourcing lionfish on the dock in December, the fisherman said, ma'am, it's cold, would you assist a poor fisherman and come and spend the winter on the boat with him? I said, dear sir, I cannot spend the winter on the boat with you, but I can make you something to keep you warm. I have a 5 pepper blend rum infusion that is now over 8 years old.
Nice.
That I hope to have available at the Agribusiness Expo this year. Our issue is we want to have the right container to sell it in.
Yes.
But we're talking goat pepper, bird pepper, jalapeno pepper, Thai finger pepper. We even have, I think we have a scorpion pepper in there as well.
Nice,
just
nice.
Super hot. It's for pepper fans.
But on the other end of the show, I brought two peppers to give away because I'm celebrating 2 years. So the first persons, people who hear us to come on my side of the show and come here can get a bottle of C.A. Nuri's pepper sauce.
Right, so
yes.
The first person who gets here once you start your show.
Once I start my show. I mean, they can wait until the show starts.
So get here now.
Get here now. I know. As we celebrate Guardian Talk Radio. And, of course, as we celebrate Nassau Guardian, the newspaper, 180 years is a long time.
Absolutely.
What you were doing 180 years ago?
I mean, in my past life, I may have been committing crimes, so I can't really talk about that right now.
You trying to say you and I will? I see you, no.
Listen, I am not a day over 149 years
old. I can tell. I can tell. It shows.
I'm from Acklands, Andrus, and Mayaguana.
That's a mix-up.
Did you know that the Fountain of Youth is in Mayaguana?
No, that's in Bimini.
It's in Mayaguana.
No. I'm almost sure that's in Bimini.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, then good. Oh, okay. You know. It's in Mayaguana.
That's true.
I'm telling you, it's in Mayaguana.
It's in Mayaguana.
You know what else is in Mayaguana?
What's in Mayaguana?
Sea grapes.
Sea grapes in Mayaguana?
Lots of sea grapes in Mayaguana.
I see the Long Islanders make some kind of rum, some kind of bootleg rum with sea grape.
I make sunshine. They make Moonshine.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
And I must now make something called the Eclipse. I'll block all that out.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't drink rum, do you?
No, I don't drink at all.
Good stuff. No. Hennessy times.
No.
That's not why?
No, that's not the reason why. I've known people in the past who tend to indulge too much, and I don't want to be a victim of such. Can you imagine me being drunk if I'm crazy myself
that's
now?
That's why I don't drink now.
I talk foolishness now.
I get high just off of cantaloupe, passion fruit, lemonade.
Yes. So I don't indulge.
All right, so you can send some of the pepper sauce out to the Agribusiness Expo. Are you coming out to look for new peppers? Are you coming out to look for new ideas?
I am always looking for peppers. I know there's a pepper shortage right now. That's why I have my small garden, which is not producing enough for what I need. But there is a pepper shortage now, and I'm hoping that this year I can buy peppers in bulk and maybe blend in and freeze them for when there's a drought again.
So listen, we know that last year there was a white fly infestation, mm-hmm. I think across the archipelago, that greatly negatively impacted pepper production. You're saying that drought is still persisting?
Yes, it's just a shortage, and people, the Bahamian farmers, are not able to get products to the exchange.
But here's another question. Is it that we're producing slightly less peppers, but we're not producing enough peppers to satisfy a commercial pepper market as we bring on more, we bring more producers on stream, and more producers are producing for export to export markets? Could that be a part of the issue?
We don't produce enough peppers to export. So I'm not sure if that can be the reason.
Not the peppers themselves for export, but the product. We're producing a lot of pepper sauces, pepper jams. We got a company called The Goat, and all they produce is pepper-based product.
Someone already come for their pepper to claim it. But as soon as my show start, you can get the pepper. No, man, you got to wait till 10, 11 o'clock.
So go ask Miss Hannah Smith, who's manning the booth, to give you a sample of the cantaloupe passion fruit lemonade while you bide your time. Good morning, sir. How you do? Come give us a review. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So what did you purchase from Miss Hannah Smith just now?
Soursop jam.
Oh, you got it. How are you going to eat your soursop jam?
Well, I'm going to eat it on some toast bread.
That's how you're going to eat it. So you're telling me you're not going to get a pork loin. You're not going to roast it with rosemary and thyme and crust it with breadcrumbs and mustard and then pull out your soursop jam and have it on the side of your soursop jam with your white sweet potato roasted with butter and your pork loin? You can try that too?
I can try that with my rack alarm.
Very nice. Now, did you try the cantaloupe passion fruit lemonade?
Very nice.
Did you ever think you could do that with cantaloupe?
No, never thought about it.
In fact, when I told my producer I was making cantaloupe lemonade, he said, "Miss, you got this thing backward. Lemon go into lemonade, not melon." I said, "You got me there, producer." Well, thank you very much, sir. What's your favorite Bahamian fruit?
Soursop.
Soursop?
Yeah.
Did you know that soursop under the right conditions can grow year-round, like cherries?
Yes.
Do you have a soursop tree?
I do.
What do you value most? You said you do. What do you value most, the fruit or the leaves?
Well, I value both because I drink the leaves for tea. And I make my special soursop juice out of the fruit.
A special soursop juice. Could I beg you to share the recipe?
Not in public.
Okay, then. I understand. Some secrets you got to keep. I know... For Bahamian soursop ice cream is a big hit. Bahamians love soursop ice cream. It's just a wonderful blend of sweet and tangy. For me, I don't like fruit and cream together. Soursop and sugar apple are the only two fruit that I can eat that are fruity and creamy at the same time. Do you also like sugar apple?
Yes, I do, but I don't have any sugar apple tree.
Sugar apple, like soursop, both like wet roots, and they will, sugar apple has a season, but soursop will produce year-round if the tree is under the right conditions. And for those of you that are trying to figure out what to do with your soursop orchard, how to extract more value out of it, once you process your soursops, you can sell the seeds online to people who are looking for them for medicinal value. Thank you very, very much, sir. You coming out to the Agribusiness Expo this year?
Unfortunately, I'll be in Freeport.
I mean, we get to share the good stuff with Freeport, too. Have a good time in Freeport. I ain't going to save none of the fruit for you, though, I'll be honest. But if there's any available, we have some papaya on the table over there you can sample as well. Papaya from the, what we call it, the White Grove.
Yeah.
Fruit grows everywhere in the Bahamas. Anywhere you have soil, you have fruit. Thank you so much, sir. Absolutely. So, Mr. Newry, you got two winners, I see.
I see I have two winners. Yeah, two winners. I may have to go and produce one more, but we'll see how it goes. But I want to talk to them and say,
yes,
I didn't know about the pepper tree. But it's like 2 minutes before my show starts. I mean, you can wait 2 minutes.
About four minutes.
How I get famous? Nobody
absolutely
knows me.
Let's ask him. So first of all, to the new winners, what is your favorite Bahamian fruit? And what's your favorite Bahamian dish made from Bahamian fruit? Ma'am?
Papaya.
Is your favorite?
And with papaya, you can saute it with onions and sweet pepper.
So you're talking about a green papaya. So you do it when it's green.
Yeah, you can do it when it's green, and you can even grate it.
Yes.
When you grate it, it almost looks like a cheese.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, there's a dish, a green papaya salad. You make it when the papaya is full, but green. No color on it. No color on it. And you're going to grate it. And like she said, you can add onion, you can do it raw, or you can saute it down, spice and even a bit of lime. It's a popular Caribbean dish, and it's becoming more popular in the Bahamas. In fact, Mr. Newry, I now see it. We could have a plate of peas and rice and barbecue chicken with green papaya salad, pickles, and coleslaw. And you could do the coleslaw with mayonnaise. You could do the coleslaw with mayonnaise, vinegar, and sugar. You could do the coleslaw with mayonnaise,
no,
and lime, and
I just
pepper.
Want plantain. Just have the plantain there fried, ripe, and I straight.
Okay. So you don't, we don't want no double fried plantain as well?
No, just plantain. And slice long. I don't want my plantain round. I like it sliced long. Yes. Yes.
Listen, fried lionfish. Because lionfish is for feeding man. I know you can say snapper, sir. Lionfish is for feeding man. The bread. Okay, there was a goggle eye shortage this year.
I know that.
So where you got your goggle eye from?
I ain't talking.
Listen, you thought Inagua was the best kept secret in the Bahamas?
Very large fish. And crawfish. Most fish was like that big.
Absolutely.
It was so huge.
Like a foot and a half long. So you telling me Inagua goggle eye fish look like a big red snapper? Or you don't eat goggle eye?
First time.
You ate Margaret fish for the first time? You hooked on grouper and snapper. Well, listen, there's so many other fish in the sea that we have to try out. First of all, lionfish is a great replacement for grouper when the grouper season closes. Right? Lemonade's on the table over there. Then, have you heard of the mango snapper? Sir, have you heard of the mango snapper?
No, ma'am.
It's also known as the schoolmaster. I think it's also known as the dog snapper. It has a bright orange tail, and it is a mix between like a snapper and a jack. It's the most beautiful fish in the world. Yes, in fact, I think we're all out of time. Producer, we're at the end of this hour. You guys hurry on down to Guardian Radio. I even see my farmer man from Hannah Road pulled up, Mr. Newry. You got lots
of... I see. I'm going to be buying a planting tree from him. I just haven't done that yet.
You really, really like this planting?
Yeah. But my yard has planting, so it's sprouted them with the shoots.
Yeah.
So I was able to transplant them now. So
right.
So I didn't have to purchase any.
Man, listen, next week we're going to have to talk about the science of banana planters and suckers. Because, you know, there's a grandmother plant, a mother plant, and a baby plant. And as they mature, it rotates, and they all produce the lineage, right?
Okay.
Yeah, man, once you got one banana plant, you got an army of banana plants.
I have plenty of planting plants.
And Seasonal Sunshine did a lot of research on propagating bananas. If I tell you how easy it is to turn one banana nodule into 64 banana plants. It is just amazing and simple. Anyway, Signori, thank you for joining me in this hour. To our guests, to the audience that stopped in to talk with us this morning, to my man who only like goggle eye, and my friend here, tell me again, who like papaya.
Yes.
Green papaya salad. Thank you for joining us this morning. The first thing I